Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of deliverance. Remember Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. Every single believer in Jesus Christ is to cast out demons. Who do they cast them out of? Out of themselves, not out of the world. You don't cast them out of the unbelievers. They don't have a covenant with God. They have no right to it. They won't walk in the word. You'd be actually doing a disservice to them. We cast them out of ourselves. How did we get them? We got them because of sin. We just talked about how demons can enter. The number one way is through inheritance. They can also come in through sins against us, being a victim of sin, or sins in our own life, from the time of conception in the womb, through childhood, through the effects in the school, by situations that went on in the home, by any abuse, by any authority figure, from disobedience in your life, from letting the devil in through any kind of gate, such as what you see, what you hear, what you're thinking on, the words of your mouth, the steps of your feet, through sexual sin, witchcraft, being involved with cursed objects of any sort, be having idolatry, through anything which has been contrary to the Word of God. Also through accidents, injuries, traumatic events can let spirits come in, and they must be cast out. Praise God. Well, we're going to talk about New Testament scriptures showing the regular casting out of demons in the Bible. You need to see this, because you need to see that this is a very important part of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and the church today. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And in verse 23, went about all Galilee teaching their synagogues. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and that's the rule and the reign of God. He was healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And the Bible says in verse 24, his fame went throughout all Syria. They brought unto him all the sick people who were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and they were lunatic, and that had the palsy, and he healed them. Jesus would cast out the demons and heal them and see them be set free. Praise God. In Mark chapter 1, we see that he would enter into the synagogue and teach. And they were astonished at his doctrine, because he taught them with one who had authority. And there were times where he cast the demons. In all the synagogues, he cast the demons out in the midst of ministering to them and teaching. He was in the synagogue, there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. And this is where a demon was speaking through him. In verse 24 of Mark 1, he said, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth?" That shows that there can be quite a network of spirits in a person. "Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." Well, Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." How do you cast out demons? You command them to come out, and you speak to them by their function in a person. When the unclean spirit had torn him, cried with a loud voice, he came out, and the people were amazed. They said, "What thing is this, and what new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." You know, it's amazing. People are saying the same thing today. What thing is this? What new doctrine is this about deliverance? It's been around all along, but the devil has tried to hinder the body of Christ from receiving this. We have authority, and he commanded them. Notice, this is the way you deal with demons. You command them to come out. You don't ask God to get rid of them for you. He's given you the authority. He said, the Bible says, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In my name, you are going to cast out the demonic spirits." Praise God. Now, then over in Mark chapter 1 and verse 31, here he found one who had a fever, and he ministered to her, and then she was set free. And even when the sun set, they brought into him all that were diseased and were possessed with the devils. And what did Jesus do? He healed them and cast out the devils. Praise God. This is what Jesus did virtually every day of his ministry. Well, do you think things have changed? He's doing the same thing today through the body of Christ. Things haven't changed just because we're in this era. demons are still around. They're still bringing people into bondage. Sin is still rampant, and he is still alive through the mighty name of Jesus. The works are being done through the body of Christ. In Mark 1:39, it says he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Jesus preached in all the synagogues of Galilee throughout the whole place and cast out devils. That means just like if he came today, he'd be in all the churches and he'd be casting demons out. Would he be welcome where you are? That's if you would believe in casting out the demons. Well, Jesus came and cast them out. In Mark chapter 5, verse 2, the Bible says that when he came out of the ship, there was one that came out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. And I tell you, this guy was bound. This guy was the man from Gadara. He had so many demons in him. But this guy, he could still come to Jesus. I'll tell you, some people, they think they're just so bound that they never can come to Jesus. No, this guy was so bound. He was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, even though he was so bound up with the enemies. In fact, when he opened his mouth, he cried with a loud voice, and the demon started speaking through him. What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Well, he said, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. He commanded that spirit to come out, and the Bible says that when the spirit came out of him, that then he was in his right mind. Praise God. I'll tell you, Jesus is the one who brings forth freedom. You know, another thing you need to realize from this, that there was a legion of demons in this guy, and the legion was 6,000 Roman soldiers. This refers to a tremendous number of demons that were in him. And when he went into the pigs, some people think that, well, why in the world did he let him go in the pigs? The pigs were used by the pagan Canaanites in their idolatrous sacrifice to the pagan gods of Baal. And so by doing that, that's why the people were so bent out of shape. It destroyed the pigs used by the pagans in their sacrifices to the false gods. That's why, even though the guy was set free, they wanted him out of there. They were mad that their pigs were destroyed. When the pigs, of course, the demons went in the pigs, they went down in the water and they were all destroyed. Very important that we realize what was going on there. And Mark chapter 9, we see another case where Jesus was casting out the demonic spirits. I'll tell you, he was one who was setting the captives free. Here's the one, it says that this one came and said, Master, I brought unto thee my son who hath a dumb spirit. Here he couldn't speak. And in verse 18 it says how he took him and tore him and he foamed and gnashed with his teeth. And it talks about he brought him to the disciples and they couldn't cast him out. Why couldn't they cast him out? It was because of their unbelief. And of course, the Lord said to the Father, he said, how long is it ago since this came into him? And he said, of a child. And this word child is the Greek word technon, referring to like an infant. It could have come in from the time of inheritance. And this shows you the fact that demons can come in at this time in a person's life. They come in from inheritance, or it could have come in even from trauma that occurred. And what did this thing do? It was casting him in the fire and the waters, destroying him. And what did he want him to do? He wanted him to cast the demon spirit out. Remember the father of the child? He said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Some people think you have to have perfect faith before you can cast out demons. That's not true. God says you can have faith as a grain of mustard seed and you can cast out the demons. He's looking for you to use the faith you have, and as you do, it will eliminate that unbelief. As you act upon the Word of God, your faith will grow and develop, and you'll have that unbelief leaving you. He said, Lord, I believe. God is looking for faith and belief in you to act on the Word. Well, Jesus said, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Notice he spoke to the spirit by its function, a deaf and dumb spirit. He commanded him to come out. He didn't ask anybody to ask the Father to get him out. He said, come out of him. Well, you say, well, that was Jesus. Well, we have the same authority and we're to do the very same thing. And notice he said, enter no more into him. That seems to indicate that it was from inheritance, or it could have been from him being a victim of something that happened when he was an infant. Notice that it did not have anything to do with his own sin. That's why Jesus said, enter no more into him. This is the only case where he told anybody that they would enter no more into him. You see, otherwise, if it's from our own sins, the demons could come back. In fact, the Bible says when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes out in dry places seeking rest, finding none. He says, I'll return to my house from which I come out. If he finds it empty, swept, and garnished, then he'll come back in with seven more wicked than himself. This shows that demons can come back in if we have, it's our own sin and we continue in the area of sin. It's important, of course, to cast them out. Well, the disciples came later and they said, why couldn't we cast them out? And the reason was because of their unbelief. And he said that this kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. There are different levels of demonic strongholds. Sometimes we need to have extra spiritual power. Fasting and prayer changes you to get rid of your unbelief and help you to release spiritual power. It's not a necessity. You can cast out demonic spirits just with your faith if you know how to cast them out. And if they're coming out, great. You're getting the victory. This is a case where they could not cast them out. Jesus said the reason was their unbelief. You see, every one of us are growing in faith and eliminating unbelief. As we work and work our faith continually and see our faith grow exceedingly, our faith will get stronger and stronger, and we want to purge all unbelief out of our life. The more that our faith grows, the stronger we'll see it work and the more effect. Of course, fasting is important. It's not necessary. It will be a help. It is not necessary, though, to cast demons out. Yet in this case, if you can't get them out, then you need to fast and pray to help release spiritual power. Fasting changes the person. It doesn't change God, and it doesn't change the devil. It changes us to deal with unbelief in our life. Very important. In Mark chapter 7, here's another case where a certain woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit. She was a Greek. She wanted the devil cast forth out of her daughter. Jesus said, let the children first be filled. That's referring to the fact that the deliverance was for the Jews. And he said it wasn't meet to take the children's bread for the Jews and cast it to the dogs. Well, she had faith, and she realized, he said, the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Otherwise, she had the revelation that deliverance was coming down for those who were the dogs. The children were getting it first, but then the dogs, which were the Gentiles, were going to get it later. And she saw the deliverance come to pass. Praise God. I'll tell you, faith is going to bring forth the victory. God wants you to cast out the spirits. In Matthew 12, he cast out the spirits that were dumb and blind by the Spirit of God, and he was set free. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you, the Lord wants you to be casting demons out. You have dominion. You have authority. You can do the very works of God. I'll tell you, we're going to enter into the strong man's house. We're going to spoil it because we're going to bind him, and we're going to cast out the spirits and break those bondages in every person's life. We do this on a regular basis, 5 days a week. And if you are interested, you can call me, make an appointment. I'll sit down and talk to you in detail about things going on in your life and minister to you. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.